Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of Bavarian Podcast Works. This is Chuck Smith, and I'm here to bring you the preview show ahead of Bayern Munich's Bundesliga match against Eintracht Frankfurt this weekend. Man, I hope this is not another trap game scenario for Bayern Munich. This is not a pushover Eintracht Frankfurt side. And I know that the Real Madrid tie is starting next week, and Bayern Munich probably has its eyes on that prize, but it cannot afford to look past Eintracht Frankfurt. This is a good team. This is absolutely a game that Bayern Munich should be looking to go in and win. And I know they need to stay healthy. They need to continue that momentum, but they really need to keep the winning mentality and they need to not have a letdown. You don't want any doubt to seep into this team ahead of such an important game next week against Real Madrid. So let's get to it. Let's take a look at where each team sits in the Bundesliga table. And last weekend was a good one for Bayern Munich, of course. After 30 match days, Bayern Munich has 21 wins, 3 draws, 6 losses. That is good for 66 points, which is 14 behind league leader Bayer Leverkusen. Leverkusen, of course, had a 1-1 draw with Borussia Dortmund last weekend. Of course, there is no help, or no hope, I should say, of Bayern Munich catching them. Leverkusen's already clinched the league, so that ship has long since sailed. Bayern Munich has 87 goals for, 37 against. That's good for a goal differential in the league of 50. As for Eintracht Frankfurt, as I mentioned, this is a good quality side. Not a dominant team, maybe not necessarily even a dangerous team, but one that can give you a good match, one that can shock you if they need to. This is definitely going to be a challenge for Bayern Munich and one that they cannot afford to look past. Eintracht Frankfurt will be motivated. They are sitting in sixth place through 30 match days. They have 11 wins, 12 draws, 7 losses. That is good for 45 points. That is a long way behind fifth place Borussia Dortmund, as Dortmund has 57 points. So there's a 12-point differential there, but it's only 5 points ahead of SC Freiburg, who sits in seventh place. And to be honest, FC Augsburg is still within reach in eighth place at 39 points, as is Hoffenheim in ninth place with 39 points. So Eintracht has a lot to play for here. They do have 46 goals for, 40 against. That's good for a goal differential of 6. Over the course of their last 5 games, Eintracht Frankfurt has 1 win, 2 draws, 2 losses. Last week was a 3-1 win over Augsburg, which they desperately needed. And I guess I should cover Bayern Munich's last 5 Bundesliga matches as well. They have 3 wins and 2 losses. Last weekend, of course, was that 5-1 victory over Union Berlin. So Eintracht Frankfurt is coming into Bayern Munich. They desperately need at least a point to salvage something. So I wouldn't expect an overly aggressive attack or game plan from Eintracht Frankfurt at this point. I think they will strictly be coming in with the hopes to secure 1 point and keep somewhat of an edge on that 6th place position in the league, which is a very important one for a lot of reasons. Right now, it's a Europa Conference League qualification spot. So we'll see what happens with that. It absolutely is a situation where Bayern Munich cannot take this Eintracht squad lightly. And I said the team is not necessarily dangerous. And I mean that. If you look at their record with the 11 wins and the 12 draws, they're a good side, but they're not one that's going to come in and overrun you. But just because I say that doesn't mean they're not capable of entering the Allianz Arena and pulling out 3 points. I mean, they do have a roster full of experienced veterans, players that have won at different levels. It's a good team, but clearly not at the level of Bayern Munich. So, you know, as we know, Kevin Trapp, Robin Koch, Philip Max, Mario Götze, of course, Makoto Hasebe. I mean, just looking up and down this roster, Sebastian Rode, who is injured, Donny van de Beek, who has come over and absolutely not been the factor that I think many people thought he would be. I talked about Hasebe, but at 40, I don't know that we'll see much of him, but still the fact that they have this kind of experience on this squad, it's very impressive. Hugo Ekitike, who at one point was on Bayern Munich's transfer wish list. Sasar Kalajic, who was out injured. Again, that guy has had such bad luck. I believe it was another ACL that he tore earlier this season, so that hurt him. Omar Marmoush, these are all players that can get the job done. And of course, their manager is someone who Bayern Munich is definitely familiar with, Dino Topmuller, who was an assistant under Julian Nagelsmann. So this is a good side, no doubt about it. And I guess I should also mention this player, because he's absolutely one of the best young players in the league, and that's 19-year-old Swede Hugo Larsson, someone who I think you want to keep an eye on in this match. So there is talent there. This is a good side. Dino Topmuller has them playing well. They want to be in a spot for European play next season, so they need something. And I have theorized that they do want to come into the Allianz Arena and just pull out 1 point. It doesn't mean they're going to stop there, but I do believe that they're going to devise a game plan that will help them at least secure a tie. Not saying they'll be successful with that, but they're going to do everything that they can to get that 1 point. Because at this stage of the season, it's really, really valuable for a squad like Eintracht Frankfurt. So there you have it with where those teams stand, what their recent form is, what the dangers of Eintracht Frankfurt might be. I look at this match and I do worry about a couple things. And we've talked about trap games in the past. And as much as I went on and on and on about Heidenheim being a trap game, I still picked Bayern Munich, and guess what? I should have went with my instinct, because it was a trap game and Heidenheim won that match. So it is absolutely possible for Eintracht Frankfurt to go on the road, pick up the W here. And that is where this gets very interesting for Bayern, because we're going to learn a lot about what their mentality is at this stage. And I think we've seen this big dramatic shift of late in how they've played and how aggressive they've looked as a team and just how resilient they've appeared to be. This is a spot where that's all going to be tested. There is nothing to play for in the Bundesliga at this point for Bayern Munich. They're barely safe in where they stand in terms of a Champions League berth next season. So that's not necessarily a concern. Last week's win helped with that, and some other things that happened definitely helped with that. Doesn't mean that it's a sure thing or a lock yet, but Bayern Munich is pretty much in control of things. That said, they don't need a letdown. They don't want a letdown. But it's there, and it's on the table, and it's something that this squad is going to have to be very wary of. Bayern Munich is not a side that has traditionally of late done well in this situation where they have this big task waiting out ahead of them, but need to take care of a smaller one first. And that has me a little bit worried, because there are a couple of things I don't want to happen in this match. More than anything, and this is a mentality thing and I fully believe in it, I don't want doubt to seep in the team. I don't want Eintracht Frankfurt to come in and expose certain things about Bayern Munich and have the team create some doubt, whether it's in the tactics of Tuchel, whether it's in individual performances. We don't want that. You want this to be a calm game. You want it to be one where Bayern continues to be aggressive with its attack, sturdy defensively, and to control the midfield. But you want them to feel calm. You don't want them to feel under pressure. You don't want them to feel like something's slipping away. And I don't just mean the game. You don't want any negative experiences to happen that could affect them heading into next week. And that's where it all really does become difficult, because this is a good Eintracht side. They're going to test Bayern Munich. And like any game, you could see a collapse here or a mistake there. You don't want to see anything major happen that affects the mentality of the team or any individual players heading into Real Madrid next week. It's really, really key in my mind for this team's mentality to stay as sharp as it has been in recent weeks. And if I start to see multiple mistakes, if you start to see bad positioning or players dribbling into the opposition or bad passes or just general inefficiency in how they're playing, it's going to be a sign of distraction. And if they're distracted for this match, it makes me think that the mentality fully isn't there ahead of next week's tilt against Real Madrid. So I'm going to be watching the team's focus, the team's mentality, and I want them to avoid a trap game. The other thing that I think is very key is they need to stay healthy. And Tuchel's got to figure out what rotation works best for this. I would anticipate he's going to use all five of his subs. I think it's a very tricky spot for him because you want to keep some continuity going. You want to make sure that you have your starters ready for that match against Real Madrid, and you want them sharp. So you don't necessarily just want to bench people. But what we do know so far is that Leroy Sané is probably going to be held out of this match. We know that Serge Gnabry is still banged up. And those are the two biggest, what I would say, red flags at the moment. Of course, there are other injuries that are there. We know Kingsley Coman is out for the long term, at least for this season. Bounassar still working his way back from an ACL. Sacha Boué has been banged up, continues to work to get back, but he's not anywhere near ready to go. Same for Tarek Buchmann. So this is a squad that's relatively healthy. So Tuchel has to really balance how sharp does he want his players to stay and how much rest do they need. So I don't anticipate seeing a pretty standard lineup, which we'll talk about in the next segment, but I do think he will get to that bench early. He doesn't want to lose the consistency. He doesn't want to lose the relationships that have been built up within the attack or on the back line or even in the midfield. So he's got a lot of interesting choices to make, but I do anticipate Tuchel getting to that bench pretty early. I would say multiple subs at the 60th minute mark. And then from there, who knows? But Tuchel will have some difficult choices to make in how he handles this. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to talk about those choices with our predicted lineup and a guess at the final score on the match. Hang with us. We'll be right back.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for hanging in there. This is Chuck Smith. I'm bringing you the Bavarian Podcast Works preview show. Appreciate you hanging in for the first segment. Like I said before the break, we're going to start looking at projected lineup for this match. And as I was talking about, Tuchel has so many good options right now because of the relative health of his team that he's going to have some difficult choices. How much does he want the partnership of Eric Dier and Matthijs de Ligt to stick together, get some continuity built up, and then yank them out early so they're rested? How does he want to work with his attack, knowing that Leroy Sané is not going to play this weekend but needs to be healthy for next week? So how does he balance that? Where does he want players to take their positions? Does that mean moving Jamal Musiala off of the 10 spot, putting him at wing? Or does Tuchel want to keep Musiala at the 10 so he's got some continuity in how he's playing there? There's a lot of interesting choices, especially in the midfield. I think that Tuchel has his work cut out for him in determining who he's going to start for this match. And frankly, I don't even know who he's favoring at some positions ahead of Real Madrid, because he's been apt to shift things around and play the hot hand of late. And listen, Tuchel has been very good at pushing the right buttons and picking the right players lately. So you have to give him credit for that, but we'll see how it goes this weekend with the lineup. I have no doubts that Manuel Neuer is going to be the starting goalkeeper. I guess with his health, you could say there's an outside chance that Sven Ulreich could get a start here, but I don't think that will be the case. I don't think Tuchel is going to play it that conservatively. I think Neuer is someone who loves to be out there. He always wants to be out there. He demands to be out there. So in this situation, barring any slight discomfort that he's having with any of the injuries that he's had this season, I would expect to see him out there. Starting at center back, I think we'll see Eric Dier and Matthijs de Ligt. This could shift a little bit. You do have Kim Min-jae and Dayo Upamecano. Tuchel might want to see how those players interact with either Dier or de Ligt to see if he needs the mix and match for the Real Madrid tie. I think he'll start Dier and de Ligt. I do think there will be subs. I think we'll definitely see Upamecano and Kim Min-jae in the match. I would not be totally shocked if Tuchel staggered things and maybe started Dier with Kim Min-jae and then used de Ligt or Upamecano to come in later in the match. We do know that de Ligt was bothered by some ankle issues earlier in the week. So maybe that's something that Tuchel wants to consider, and maybe it's a reason for Tuchel to keep him out of the lineup or not play him at all. So we'll see how he handles it. But as of now, having the information that we have currently, I will say Eric Dier and Matthijs de Ligt. At left back, I expect to see Alphonso Davies. Last week, I didn't predict Davies to get a start, and there was a reason for that, because I thought Tuchel was looking at some things and potentially eyeing a solution that would have Davies not being in the starting 11 for the Champions League. Clearly, my stretch to reach on that was off base. Seems like Tuchel now is ready to ride Davies again at left back. I think that will be valuable against Real Madrid especially. But he does have some options that he could use there if he needs to. But either way, I think we'll see Alphonso Davies at left back. I think we'll see Kimmich at right back. That, of course, puts Nusar Mesrawy on the bench. Mesrawy, if he, again, another player who's been banged up a little bit, nothing serious, but definitely enough to affect some things. I think he'll get some playing time in this match, and it could be at left back, it could be at right back, who knows? But I think Mesrawy is an important part of what Tuchel wants to do heading into Real Madrid. And I think, obviously, going into that, you have a lot of subplots with Alphonso Davies and those close links he has to a transfer to Real Madrid. And let's be honest, Joshua Kimmich has been linked to Real Madrid too, just nowhere near as closely as Alphonso Davies. Either way, I think Mesrawy is a good option if Kimmich struggles against Madrid, or if Davies has what we have seen him do multiple times this season, has an off game. And unfortunately for Davies, he looks a little distracted. He has not been at his best. So if Tuchel gets the inkling from watching him play against Eintracht this weekend that he might not be where he needs to be, wouldn't be all that shocking to see Mesrawy take over at left back against Madrid, especially given maybe a little pressure that Davies could be feeling to perform for what might be his new club. In the central midfield, again, more interesting selections for Thomas Tuchel. I believe in this match that he will start Alexander Pavlovich and Leon Goretzka. And again, it won't be shocking to see Konrad Laimer get some run as a starter here. Either way, I think Laimer will come into the match as a sub. It just makes sense at this point, because I don't know if Tuchel is fully confident in Pavlovich as of yet. If you read the quotes that Tuchel has put out, Pavlovich pretty much went from an unquestioned starter to maybe not quite ready yet, which is a little concerning, because Pavlovich, of course, had that injury, and he also had that bout with tonsillitis, which seems to have really zapped him. And not just in maybe his own how he feels, but in the mind of Tuchel, who seems a little bit reluctant to just ride Pavlovich at this stage. Yeah, he's a young kid. He's got a lot of potential, but you have to be really wary of not, one, burning him out when he's not feeling great, but two, you have to be wary of mentally how he's going to handle this. Playing against Real Madrid in the Champions League, massive, massive task. So one, giving him a start against Eintracht Frankfurt would be a good way to help prep for that. But two, if you don't feel like he's at 100% and he knows he's not at 100%, you might want to have that Laimer option in your back pocket, because you don't want to risk sending this kid out to have what could be a certain failure if he's not at 100%. So I think we'll see Pavlovich. I think we'll see Goretzka, who has been great. And I think we'll see Laimer come in as a sub. But that's Pavlovich and Goretzka, I believe, would be the right call to start this match against Eintracht Frankfurt. In the attack, Harry Kane, no question, he will get the start. He's still chasing Robert Lewandowski. And with a big game, Kane might be able to put himself in a very good position to make some noise with that. But Kane's an unquestioned starter every match. Tuchel rarely rests him. It's rare that he even comes out of a game as a sub. So Kane will absolutely be there. The rest of the attack, it gets very interesting. I believe we'll see Matisse Tell, because as a youngster at this point, with Kingsley Coman out, Serge Gnabry out, Leroy Sané probably not playing at all, I think you have to give Tell some run here, and I think it would be a good thing for him. The other options you have Jamal Musiala, who you might want to consider resting him. It's possible, but I think that Tuchel wants to get him at least some run in the attack, so Musiala will get a start. So you have Musiala and Tell. So that final spot in the attack comes down to Thomas Muller and Erik-Maxim Choupo-Moting, two players who fall on the opposite end of the Thomas Tuchel spectrum. Muller, of course, had two goals last weekend, but wasn't really satisfied with how he played. Tuchel talked publicly about it, wasn't really happy with how Muller played either. So there's some doubt there about where Muller stands with Tuchel at this point. That relationship, in my mind, has been very complex this season, very difficult to figure out. Muller seems to have performed pretty well. Now, I will say that last week he was not at his best, but he did score two goals. So you have to weigh that. And it's been funny to see the fan reaction to that, because we just had this discussion a week ago about Leroy Sané, or a couple of weeks back, about Sané and his role against Arsenal in that first leg, where he didn't play great, but he created two scoring chances. And the argument we were all having at that point was, well, he made the two biggest plays of the game, so he had a good game. I was one of the people that didn't feel like he had a good game, but did acknowledge that he made two immense plays in the match. You know, it's obviously not the same scale against Union Berlin, but Muller had two goals, didn't play at his best. It was a lot of debate back and forth about how people felt about his play. Tuchel was not a fan. Muller was not a fan of his own play. So I'm not really sure what Tuchel will do at this point. Right now, I'm going to ride Thomas Muller, but we know that the other option is Erik-Maxim Choupo-Moting, who has a deep relationship with Tuchel. They've known each other since they were together at Mainz. Choupo, it sounds weird to say, because he was a key player for Bayern Munich last season, but I kind of think it's not a spot where you want to use him. I'm not really like totally enthralled with Choupo's game at this point. He's okay. He's a good backup. I would say that if there was a player that you might need to rely on to make an impact at some point against Madrid, it would be Muller rather than Choupo. So you'd want to ride him here. But nothing would shock me, especially given the relationship between Choupo and Tuchel. All that said, I'll go with Muller anyway. So my starting lineup for this match: Manuel Neuer, Eric Dier, Matthijs de Ligt, Alphonso Davies, Joshua Kimmich, Alexander Pavlovich, Leon Goretzka, Jamal Musiala, Thomas Muller, Matisse Tell, and Harry Kane. I think we'll see subs from Kim Min-jae, Dayo Upamecano, Konrad Laimer, Erik-Maxim Choupo-Moting, and Nusair Mazraoui. There is a chance, like I said, we could see Choupo in the lineup, we could see Laimer, and you could see Kim Min-jae or Upa also in there. I don't know how Tuchel's going to do it. I just have a feeling he's going to want to keep some kind of consistency going and hopefully have everything rolling nicely into Real Madrid. As for a prediction on the match, this is a very difficult spot for Bayern Munich, because I truly believe that Eintracht Frankfurt is going to do everything to set itself up to kind of park the bus a little, maybe not challenge Bayern Munich, and hopefully play for a point. Now, all of that is contingent on Dee Adler being able to stop Bayern's attack, and I don't know if that is going to happen. This could be a difficult spot for Bayern. It's definitely a tough spot for Eintracht Frankfurt. I think anytime you enter a match knowing that you have to park the bus, or that you're going to try and limit your opponent's offensive chances that much, that the focus is solely on that, it puts you at a big disadvantage for your mentality and how to attack. So I will say, I think that Eintracht Frankfurt will go down in this one. Bayern Munich will win the match 3-1. I'm very close to, and I was teetering on a 2-0 victory for Bayern Munich. But I think at some point, Eintracht will break through and they'll get a goal. There'll be some kind of breakdown defensively or whatever with Bayern Munich, a quick counter. But we will see Eintracht get on the board. But overall, Bayern will win the match 3-1. So that's what you got. Hopefully, Bayern can keep the momentum going. Hopefully, they can get a win. And they can go into next week against Real Madrid and really look good and really be confident about where they are as a squad, because they're going to need it. This Real Madrid team is the most talented and deep squad left in the Champions League competition. Bayern Munich has its own talent. They have good depth too. But this is it. I mean, this is why you play these games. You want to be in a position to play against Real Madrid. But to get there first, got to take care of business against Eintracht Frankfurt in the Bundesliga. That'll about wrap this show up. I appreciate everyone for listening. As always, you can get me at the Barrel Blog on Twitter. You can get the site at Bavarian FB Works. You can get this podcast at Bavarian Podcast. You can get our Tweetmeister, Tom Adams, at Tommy Adams 71. You can get I Need No Name at BFW INNN. You can get Siler at BFW Siler. You can get Marcus Iredal at Iredal Marcus. You can get all of our great writers and podcasters at BavarianFootballWorks.com. Keep checking us out there. We'll have all of the coverage of the match. We'll have all of the latest and greatest news dropping. If you've been following our site, you know the coaching updates are just coming out one after another. So stay up to date with everything going on with Bayern Munich's coaching search. We surely are covering everything that drops. Hey, enjoy the match this weekend. Hopefully it's a nice, smooth Bayern win leaning into Real Madrid, but we'll see how this works. Have a couple of beers on me. We'll see you next time.